You're listening to SBS News.
A parliamentary committee has recommended the federal government's proposed foreign interference laws should protect journalists from potential prosecution. The legislation would set up a register of foreign agents and establish new espionage offences for possessing, receiving, or communicating sensitive information. There would also be offences of preparing for espionage or stealing trade secrets. The Parliament's Intelligence Committee has made 60 recommendations to improve the laws, including greater protections for journalists. Attorney General Christian Porter says the amendments are designed to strike a balance between keeping Australia safe and not impeding the work of media organisations. He has told Perth radio station 6PR the amended legislation will be put before Parliament later this month.
I would expect in the next sitting week that we have scheduled, and I would offer to all of your listeners that this is a really important step forward in securing Australia and our economic and domestic democratic system.
The opposition's legal affairs spokesman, Mark Dreyfus, says Labor has welcomed the committee's recommendations.
Labor will support this bill, provided that the changes set out in the 60 recommendations of this report are agreed to by the government. We've got every reason to think that the government will in fact support those recommendations because we've worked very constructively with the government over the last several months.
Mr. Dreyfus says the recommendations provide safeguards for journalists and media organisations.
There will be two hurdles before a journalist can be prosecuted under the new secrecy offences about classified documents. The head of the agency where the classified documents came from will have to certify that they were properly classified, and the Attorney General will have to consent to prosecutions. We believe that will be an important safeguard because such a decision would be public once a prosecution is commenced.
The committee has also recommended the legislation should clarify which foreign political organisations will be covered, as well as implement protections for staff of the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security. Liberal MP Andrew Hastie says the threat of foreign interference in Australian politics is more pressing than ever. Mr. Hastie, who is part of the Intelligence Committee, says it is imperative the proposals are made into law quickly.
We need this legislation enacted before the next five by-elections and certainly before the next general election to protect Australia's political processes.
The foreign interference legislation comes after Australia's top intelligence chief warned there are more foreign spies operating in Australia with what they called the ability to inflict more catastrophic harm than during the Cold War. Director General of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, Duncan Lewis, says countries are trying to access classified information about Australia's global alliances and military, economic and energy systems. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute analyses defence and strategic issues. The Institute's Peter Jennings says the proposed laws are important to curb this activity.
There is, you know, a clear and present danger of a high level of espionage activity in Australia. And it's hard for people to necessarily understand that because so much of the government's knowledge of this is hidden behind security classifications. But nevertheless, this is what government is telling us, and I don't think they're being mischievous about it. I think it's true. And therefore, it really is important that we modernise our anti-espionage legislation and do so quickly.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.